You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, I find myself reconvening with a man who was here a half hour early, Aaron Carter.
What's up?
How do you do?
How do you do, Adam?
I do well. I'm doing fairly well.
Same.
How about you?
I'm good. I'm very good. Yeah.
I just want to throw something out here. I was just listening to a podcast, you know, because we can talk about whatever at this point, and we can dive more into your personal life and whatnot. But I was just listening to this podcast with Stephen Pressfield, who's an author I'm a big fan of, and Tim Ferriss was interviewing him. Mm-hmm. And they were discussing this theory that I found very interesting and worth discussing, which is that when you wake up in the morning, the directive, the thing that you're trying to do before you, you know, start to be creative or get into your, you know, stuff that you want to do for that day, is you're trying to create a succession of little successes. In the sense of, like,
of course, yeah, it takes the little things to build the big things.
You brush your teeth. Okay, you got that done. Right, that was easy. You do that every day. You go for your little morning.
It's an ordinance.
Morning workout.
Yeah, it's an ordinance.
Get that done.
Yeah.
You make breakfast. You get that done. And then as you build all those up, then finally you've gotten to the point where you're ready to get in the studio, to answer your, to write something.
That's interesting. Yeah. Because that's pretty much what I'm doing at this point.
Okay. What is your creative discipline that you're trying to work towards every day?
Well, first and foremost, you know, just trying to get my mind right, my soul right. So just, you know, I see a psychiatrist who's incredible. I've been working with him for about over a year now.
Really?
Yeah. And
full disclosure, I've been in therapy for about a year too.
Well, I mean, you know me. I'm full disclosure.
Yeah.
So like, I've been going to this psychiatrist, this therapist, and seeing him, and you know, yes, I'm prescribed to, like, you know, Xanax and gabapentin and hydroxyzine and propranolol, high blood pressure medication, all these things. And I'm not afraid to talk about that, you know? I'm not afraid because at least I can bring some sort of awareness, because I've been able to take a step back, look at myself in retrospect, and be like, I got to transcend, you know, certain behaviors that I've made, you know?
Okay, so last time we interviewed, I felt like you were acting like you weren't on any drugs.
No.
Has that changed a little bit?
No. What you mean is you felt like I was acting on a lot of, like, I was on drugs, right?
No, I remember, like, you repeatedly telling us you weren't on drugs. So even though a large percentage of the comments thought that you were on drugs, we were also kind of defaulting to your saying that you weren't so much.
Well, you know, I think, you know, that's also something I talked about with my therapist, and I tend to do that. I tend to take the stuff that people say about me, and even if like, you'll hear that terminology almost like, you know, one person can say one thing bad, and then, you know, you'll have 100 good comments, one bad comment can, like, destroy you, because it's defamation of character, it's slander. I've never done any of these things, you know. I've tried my best in every way, shape, and form to prove that, and just, you know, grow up, move on, and you know, just really stick to the therapy aspect of how I'm living my life now. You know, things are changing in such a great way that I didn't expect.
Really?
Yeah.
What's changing?
Well, I mean, just how I handle stuff, personally, how I let it affect me. the relationship I have with my fiance. I know that, you know, we've gone through some ordeals and the last year, you know, she went to jail for assault.
On you or on someone
me,
else?
On
right.
me.
And who called the cops on her? Was that you?
Who fucking knows? I mean,
it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't.
You never snitch on your boo.
I don't snitch on anybody, not unless you really are trying to do something stupid. But, you know, I think people have this misconception that, yes, I am in the hip hop world and my music is going towards that more. And that's who I am. I mean, I grew up, you know,
hipping and hopping.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up rapping and on the stage, just bopping around, enjoying performing, you know? Mm. And so the last, well, now it's getting close to 2 years with COVID, I've been able to just kind of live this great domestic life. So, you know, I bought a house for $420, sold it for $600, bought another house for $600. I'm selling it right now for $850.
Where do you live? That sounds...
I live in Quartz Hill.
Okay, I don't know where that is, but...
It's the high desert, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're how many hours from L.A.?
I mean, it takes me 49 minutes to get here.
No, it's not bad.
And it snows there.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I was actually... My girl's sister lives about an hour north, and we went up there the other day, and it was fully, like, snow everywhere, snowing.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
It's fucking weird, man.
I actually got a video I put on my Instagram. It was like snowing in the middle of the day. It's majestic.
People in California will be like, oh, I've never seen snow. You know, I went to New York and I saw snow for the first time. It's like, I just drove an hour north of L.A. and I saw snow.
Well, here, let me actually educate you on something. Palmdale, Quartz Hill, the area that I live in, it's all solar powered. Hmm. And Elon Musk has a lot to do with it. So they're building this city. So I'm able, a lot of people keep asking me, oh, how do you make your money? How do you make your money? I don't need jewelry on. I don't need nothing like crazy.
You don't need an impulsive chain.
I mean, that's just a fucking, you know, just be.
It's just sort of a way of calling Logan out.
Yeah, I mean.
Pussy ass bitch moving to Puerto Rico.
I mean, his podcast sucks compared to yours. He's got this goofy ass, he has this goofy ass George on
co-host
his shit.
Girlfriend left him.
He,
just kidding, Mike.
He's moving
to Puerto Rico. I don't even understand.
It's called Impulsive. It's Logan's show, so he's got his name. I mean, he's just, you know, Logan's a good dude, but at the same time, I don't like his brother. What he said, he called me out. Was
but
like,
Logan
oh, you know, I don't want to. He was like, I don't want to talk. You know, let's not mention that little fucker.
But Logan and Jake are their own people at this
and
point.
And so am I.
They seem like they have quite divergent
lives. That's great. That's good for them. But so am I.
But you're not related to them. So, of course, you would be your own person.
Well, I guess that's true. Yeah.
You never talk to those guys anymore? Or is there any grudge that you're still rocking the chain?
Nah, there's no grudge. The only thing is give me my chain back. I want my other chain back.
So this is a call out.
So that's it. It's that simple.
But okay, let me just throw that scenario out there. So Logan's co-host Mike, he was dating Lana Rhodes, who's like by far one of the biggest Instagram influencer model type chicks. She used to be a porn star. She got like 20 million followers.
Okay.
He just broke up with her. It seems like he's the one who kind of ended it. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of interesting because everybody is so like, oh, you fucked up. You know, you let this girl go.
What's her name?
Lana Rhodes.
Oh.
But it actually feels like, you know, I hate when I see that where people are like, oh, she's hot and you guys broke up. So you took the L. It's like, bro, just because she's hot doesn't mean that they were meant to be together personality wise.
What do you mean? Like,
I mean, okay, picture the most attractive girl you've ever slept with. Uh-oh. Would you want to be in a relationship with her? Okay, aside from her.
Okay.
What? You know, like you probably wouldn't. Like when I think about all the different attractive girls I slept
with in my
life,
you're right, no.
I do not want to be with them.
No, I don't.
Someone being hot is not a good judge of if you should be with them for life. And that's nothing against Lana because she might be great, but they, you know, if your personalities don't match up.
Right. Yeah, I mean, love language is crazy. It's hard to obtain a relationship in the first place being in this industry. Mm. I've known that for 25 years. I've seen, watched, and it's hard to get into a real relationship where it's not, it could seem like it's set up, but it's not. But, you know, people want to play in the same team when it comes, like a soccer team, like when it comes to being in a relationship, meaning like two singers, an actor, singer. So to me, a lot of that is superficiality. It's, mm-hmm. it's a facade, you know, they go for it, they try it, they see if it's going to work, but in the back of their heads, truly, they're probably most likely thinking, how is this going to benefit my career?
Mm.
And that's where people mess up, you know, that's where they really make big mistakes, in my opinion. So, I mean, it took me till, you know, I'm going to be 34 this year. It took me a long time to get to the point where, you know, I'm not a cheater. I'm not a bad person. You know, I can still do my music. You know, I got people sending death threats every day, saying they're going to bury my fiance in the backyard and, you know, they're going to, you know, it's been nuts right now.
Why would anybody want to kill your fiance?
They want that. Like, it was like 5, 10, 15, 20 of these girls that just like are publicly saying this stuff. Like, mm-hmm. and then there's still like that smear campaign, like cancel culture thing going on with me where, you know, this kid named Ganville, William James Witt, you know, allegedly is sending all these people through Discord to keep up with this narrative. So like I keep talking about it. So the internet is really like, it's really bothering me. So I have to like take legal action against certain people, that are really just abusing the internet and, you know, just degrading her and degrading my mother. You know, my mom's heavily back in my career, and she's doing really well. And it's just crazy, you know, because I got this fight coming up with Lamar, and that's where my focus has to be.
How much preparation are you doing for that? What's that look like?
Oh, it's nasty.
Isn't he? I don't know exactly what his measurements are, but I would assume that he's massive.
6'9".
And you're?
I'm 5'11", pushing 6".
That seems like a lot to overcome, just the height difference. Well, and I'm sure there's a big weight difference as well, reach advantage.
Well, there was a beautiful fight between Shaq and Oscar De La Hoya.
And you beat Shaq.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know if I ever heard that song. I've just heard so many people refer to it that I didn't have.
I mean, it's so funny because the producers and writers, Josh Schwartz and Brian Kirloff, I asked them one time, I said, what inspired you to make these like Hobby Shack and Aaron's Party and all these records? They're like, Weird Al Yankovic and Beastie Boys. And I was like, are you serious? Thanks.
I get what the childhood fantasy they're trying to fulfill there is, though, because I was recently saying that I remember the first time my dad told me that he was going to a basketball game, Celtics game, and it was like impossible for me to wrap my head around the fact that my dad wasn't actually competing in the basketball game. You know, I was a little kid. I didn't really understand. Like, my dad plays basketball. My dad's my hero. Of course he should be playing against all these guys, right? But I think when you're a kid, that's a very appealing idea that you could be on par with these greats. Yeah. Shaq being a great.
I talked to Shaq just the other day. He told her, he said, you better take care of my man.
Really? Well, you have Shaq's number and you'll just dial him up from time to time?
I mean, I know so many amazing people throughout the industry that I've been in, you know, everyone from Will Smith to Michael Jackson to Bruce Willis, all these people coming to my shows, coming to see me. And it was interesting because for me, I was just like, whatever, you know, like I'm not bothered by this. So, you know, Bruce Willis and invited me to do his daughter's Sweet 16 rumor. It picked me up in a jet in Florida Keys and flew me up to Animal Kingdom. And, you know, we did some fun stuff. And I was just like, you know, this is just like, you know, whatever. And like, all I asked him for was a jacket. So he gave me a jacket that he had from like Die Hard or something.
You asked for a specific jacket or just any jacket?
You know me. Come on.
That jacket.
I was like, I want that jacket.
From Die Hard? Isn't that like a precious collector's item?
Yeah. So, I didn't want no money. I was like, I want the jacket. So,
right.
So he gave me the jacket. And they would come to my shows. And, you know, so I've met a lot of, you know, I did songs with Luther Vandross and Celine Dion, and so I've had some cool experiences, you know, that I look back on, and people are like, I'll have people be like, my friends be like, man, you're a legend, blah 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 blah, and I'm just like, you know, no, I don't see myself that way. I don't see myself as some sort of I was just a person that really wants to prove myself as a producer, music producer first and foremost, and then, you know, my music, and also the controversy behind now that I do OnlyFans.
How is that going? What is on there?
I mean,
meat.
You know OnlyFans, so
meat.
For me personally,
is the meat in the DMs or is it on the feed?
I mean, it's everywhere, bro.
Can we see it right now?
It's.
Will you drop trowel, Laura? Turn around.
Wait. Actually, where?
Wait, I was just kidding.
No. I mean, you know what?
But I guess if you want to show me your phone,
it was. Look at my girl's got my statements pulled up. Already.
And are you guys?
This is like what we're doing every two days.
All right. Every 2 days, you're making that much money. Or is that...
No. You want me to show you the monthly statements?
Yeah, I want to see the monthly.
Okay.
But you're in the top 0.17%, which seems pretty significant.
It's cool.
A lot of people have this story, like, oh, yeah, I used to do something else, and now I do OnlyFans, and I make 10 times as much money.
Yeah, but, you know, I try to keep my stuff as classy as possible. So, there we go. There's your total gross with the sex.
Not bad. Living good. So you just started this?
Started it like 8 months ago. Like my girl was doing OnlyFans, and I was like, wasn't comfortable with that.
You weren't?
Oh, I wasn't. So
was
I was
she
like,
just doing solo stuff, or was she?
Yeah, she was doing her own, and I was just like, nah, I'm not comfortable with that. So
let me get in there.
So we made kind of this arrangement. So she was like, all right, so I'm gonna, I won't do it if you can make $5,000 in a week.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I opened up one and I made like $70,000 in like a week.
Right.
So I was like, bye bye.
Goodbye.
And I just like, I took her off of it. You know, I have a certain respect for women that people may not understand all the time. And I was just like, I took her off of that. And, you know, and now we're, you know, we have our second home, which is, it's beautiful. It's 5,000 square feet. It's gorgeous. Three dogs, three beautiful puppies.
What do you need two homes for?
I sold the other home. The boxing match after I do with Lamar, where I'm going to make a significant amount of money and already have, I'm buying my mother a house.
Oh, nice.
So that's, you know, my mom's, like, she's everything to me. I mean, that woman sacrificed, you know, her career and any dreams that she had for me and my brother, you know, and that's very amazing.
That is amazing.
And there's a very bad dynamic right now
with your mom,
with the family in general, with my mom and I are great. She's like a manager to me still.
But we could dig in more on the mom, but I just wanted to ask this question. Are you at all worried that Lamar Odom will subscribe to your OnlyFans, see your penis, and then sort of know like the secret to defeating you in the squared circle?
Well, no, to be honest, Lamar Odom is he's tall, 6'9", so that means he has a very long reach.
An athlete as well.
Which is a second and a half reach to pull back. So with a guy that big, all you can really do is go to the body. So he's going to be trying to protect his body, but that's still going to leave his kidneys and his liver and other certain organs that I'm going to have to target in order for me to knock him down. Like, I'm not going to be able to knock him out by the face. Possible.
You might have to jump, right?
I'm not going to need to jump. I already can reach 6'9".
You could scale his body like Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, it's just no different than how Mike Tyson was, you know, his opponents were huge.
Hmm.
So all he would do was a right, left, right duck. Then he would hit you in your spleen, and then he would uppercut you and take you out. You know, and that's how he fought the big guys. So I'm not taking this lightly at all. Like, this is an actual real fight. You know, I'm not going to be made some job. Doesn't matter, whatever. Real talk, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to make my millions. And I'm going to knock Lamar Odom out, and I'm going to rebuild my career. And that's it. Who knows? I might even become an MMA fighter and do boxing, do more stuff. So
why not?
Yeah.
Were you at all inspired by seeing Jake Paul knock out Nate Robinson?
No, he's a bitch. Babe, can I have my...
But, you know, just because you're a white guy and you're trying to fight this black guy. I've been left alone now, so it's really just me. Hello, guys. NoJumper.com if you want to support the podcast. We got a lot of great condoms and... Oh, he's back, just like that. And he's got a coffee.
What do we got over here?
Just some of our condoms available at NoJumper.com. You can follow at NoJumperKendama on Instagram.
NoJumper.com. Thanks for having me back.
It's great to have you back.
It's cool talking to you now. A lot has changed, man, really.
I like talking to anybody that I can have a nice, laid-back conversation with because I end up doing all these rapper interviews where I'm sort of psyching myself out. Like
You told me this last time.
I got to interview YG on Thursday, and I'm kind of like, fuck, I got to like really do my research,
get
ready.
Do you ever feel like you have to like change your persona for these people?
Sometimes.
You do?
You got to fit in, you know?
You feel like you have to chameleon a little bit?
Well, like recently I did an interview with somebody who was kind of talking down on the OnlyFans thing, and it was like...
Why?
I mean, kind of irrelevant, but they were sort of talking down.
Because you tried to do it and you made $14?
No, I don't think they tried to do it. But either way, it was like me kind of having to take the fact that I do that and that my girl does that and like put it on the shelf because it's like, I don't want to turn this interview into me arguing with this guy about the validity of doing OnlyFans. So it's kind of like... Right there, I'm changing who I am because I'm sort of just falling in line with what they say because I don't want to make it all about me.
Whatever. These people are stupid. Some people are stupid. They're just not intelligent.
Yeah.
They're just not intelligent.
But, you know, you can't...
They're not mathematical.
You can't spend your whole life trying to, you know, convince everybody that, you know... But there's a time and place
for it. What, that OnlyFans is something that... Is helping a lot of people.
Right? I just care so little about what anyone thinks of that.
Yeah,
that
me too. My mom approves, and that's all that matters. You know, my mom, I think she said something like, she's like, oh, yeah, you know, Nick and Angel, they call you a porn star and all this stuff. And I just tell them, I'm like, he's not a porn star. He is somebody, like, the fans that I have on OnlyFans, I told my mom, I said, these people are really sweet to me. Mm. They're really nice. They uplift me. They make me feel good. If I, you know, I'm too skinny or if I'm fluctuating with my weight, which obviously everyone knows that happens with me. These people make me feel good, Mom. And I'm like, you know, and I said, yes, you know, I do things that are very provocative. And she says, Aaron, you've been like that since you were a little kid. She's like, that was your image. And that's who you were as a little kid. And you just grew up. And she's like, you always find a way to just keep being, you know, yourself. Like, because I stopped at a certain point, like 15, 16 years old, I was like, you know what? I can't handle this bullshit anymore. I can't handle these interviews. These things, these suck. These people suck. These programming directors suck.
But let me just throw this out there. It's got to
like,
be,
I can't.
It's got to be different now because when you're a pop star and you're all on MTV and you got the label breathing down your neck, then you have to very much fit into a certain box. And, you know,
here's the thing.
Money with your hog out definitely is not going to be allowed. And now you can just sort of do what you want, right?
Because
you're working
for
yourself and your fans.
Here's the thing. I never really was accepted on MTV. I wasn't on TRL, really. Mm. I was selling millions more records than all those other people. You know, I was a young kid that was some sort of like prototype, you know, I was some sort of prototype. And it was like, there's like a couple options. Like, okay, is this person going to make it? Probably not. That's definitely the general consensus, you know, especially a few years ago of who I am. Oh, it's Aaron Carter. Oh, it's Aaron Carter. He's not going to make it, you know? Mm. Like, that's something that I know that people in the back of their head, it's like, that's what they think about me, you know? They're like, and it's almost like they made fun of me. I couldn't get my career back on track. It took 15 years. I did Broadway. I did all these kind of things to try to build my credibility and build my strength and build my vocals. And, you know, I come back and... All of a sudden, everything changes again. Everything changes. I start getting it right, and you know, learning how to manage myself and coming out of this this like the upside down or whatever, and Insidious or whatever. Like, that's what it felt like I came out of. And then I started learning how to manage myself, do my tech writers, do my routing, do my accounting, handle my employees, treat them like gold, set up all of these things, do all the concerts, and focus on that. And I hadn't stopped for like 7 years, man, touring. Like 7 years. Live my life, but did not ever get to the point where I actually look in my bank and I have money in it.
And now you feel comfortable.
I'm very comfortable. My fiance and I do very, very well together.
So are y'all fucking on there or what?
Yeah. He's so stupid.
I mean, it's a fair question, right? Like, I just want to know, is the hog out? Can we see the veins? Is her vagina actually having your penis? It's hard for me to imagine this, and I actually
like to keep my woman very discreet. Okay? And if I haven't even seen your OnlyFans. She won't even let me look at it.
Mine.
And I know you'd be blocking bitches, babe.
She said that is correct.
Yeah.
My girl has OnlyFans, so you could see me piping on there.
That's weird.
Not me.
I don't want to do that.
You can't believe it?
No, you're like the homie. I can't watch you do that.
Yeah, I feel like my body fat percentage is too high.
Do you guys get involved with other people?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Don't get any ideas.
I'm not.
Women, Aaron, yes.
I'm just curious.
We hook up with other girls in there.
Okay. So you do like the numbers that I do?
I would say that her numbers are, her numbers encompass your numbers.
They're better? That's good.
Huh.
That's good.
We don't talk about specifics.
I always talk about specifics.
I know. It's so weird how that thing, that cultural norm of like, oh, you don't talk about how much money you make, kind of went out the window with OnlyFans. Everybody's just posting their screenshots. I'm like, what happened to that? Like, because me and my girl, we would never.
I never do either.
We generalize. Nah. I'll say it's like not, the area.
What's the point? You know, like exactly, it's like people are going to judge anyway. And honestly, I'm telling you, you do and the more success you get and the more money you get, the more problems you have, right?
Exactly.
And me, it's been crazy because I've been boycotted, blacklisted. I gave you that example of these people that thought I wasn't going to make it, but then I did. Then they have egg on their face. And what I mean by make it is not like singing, is not any of those things. It's the person that I am. It's the, you know, the soul inside of me that's real. That's not some fake ass shit that I see from people, you know.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing about it is that, like, even if you were making, you know, $1 million a year off OnlyFans, it's like the people who are judging your career and like are saying if you fell off or not, they're not gonna care about that.
Yeah.
Well, for them, that's still a failure somehow.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I don't really hear the word fell off very often. I'm being honest with you. Because my music that I produced and I wrote and I did with Sony, it's everywhere still. It's all over the radio. It plays at all the pool parties. It plays at all the malls. It plays on all the playlists. It gets over 2 million streams a month. I mean, the music's doing great.
I'm going to ask Joe Budden if he plays Aaron Carter at the pool party.
But I don't get the credit for it. And I'm just like, you know, that kind of sucks because I worked really hard on this on these tracks and on these songs. But then there's a lot of pluses. You know, we went gold and platinum in over 20 countries. And, you know, all over the radio, which I wished I always had, and I never got that because being a little kid, there was a stigma, you know, they weren't playing Aaron's Party on the radio.
No.
You know, it kind of sucked. You know, I would be touring with like, Vanessa Carlton and, you know, all kinds of people that were popping on the radio at that time. And, you know, it was not me. I would do radio shows, but they wouldn't play me on the radio. You know, so my mom, superwoman.
How did you fix that relationship? Weren't you guys not on good terms for a while?
Well, my mom's been going through a lot lately. It's been very draining for like the last couple months.
Well, I don't know if they heard that. It sounded like a fucking...
It sounded like a cheap piece of shit.
NASA just did a launch across the street. Jesus Christ.
No, my mom's been going through some medical stuff. And I once again am the only son that cares about her, and I paid a lot of money to get her right.
Mm.
And I did it.
Right.
I'll spend my last dollar on my mother.
And she's not talking to your brother at this time?
He won't talk to her.
Really?
No. See, that's what sucks about, you know, it doesn't suck. I think it's funny. People don't want me to do interviews, especially him. Because I tell the truth. I don't get slander lawsuits. I don't get defamation lawsuits. It's because I tell the truth, Adam.
Yeah, if I were to get hit up by Nick Carter telling me that we had to remove a podcast or he was going to sue me, that would be a weird situation.
I told her, Adam would probably never even have him on his show.
I would have to do a lot of research first. I know a lot more about you than him.
I'm not Nick. I'm not. I didn't even have him growing up as a brother. I grew up differently. I grew up sitting in Big Pun's chair at Battery Studios.
Wow.
You know? Watching Joe record his first record. Or not.
Fat Joe.
Or, no, Joe. All That I Am.
Oh, the singer guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How was Big Pun in your relationship?
He's cool. He had this big green chair, Battery Studios.
Mm.
And then, you know, he passed away and they left it there. And I was working and I would do 2-3 songs a day, probably work like 10-hour days. And then get like 3 hours off the next day. My mom would give me a handful of cash, be like, all right, you can go to 44th to the Diamond District. And I would come back with some ice. 12 years old, like all the jewelry I was ever wearing.
You were excited about that back then.
That's pretty much all I had, bro. Like, you know, to get out. And I would go out. I would literally go out like I was Kevin McAllister in Home Alone 2.
That's what I'm picturing, yeah. Imagine that was your role.
Like, but I got $10,000 and I'm going to the Diamond District.
I wonder how different your life would be if you had been the role that Macaulay Culkin played in that movie.
I mean, such a great role. I wonder that too. I wonder how he feels like during Christmas, you know, when it comes on. Does he watch all of them? Like,
I
watch
them
religiously.
Yeah, it's probably
just playing in the background.
I feel like that's probably a bad memory for not a bad memory, but I doubt he wants to relive his highest highs, being that it's been sort of like consecutively lower and lower throughout his career.
Well, there was an interesting correlation between Macaulay with Michael Jackson and then me.
How so? Did he dick him down?
Like.
Did he get dicked down by MJ? I don't remember.
The who?
Macaulay.
Was
that alleged?
I have no idea, and I don't think so.
You never piped him?
Michael Jackson wasn't like that. No.
You don't believe that? Okay.
No, he wasn't. Little bitches like Wade Robson and now the little Tool that talked, oh, Michael did this and this and this. Shut the fuck up. He passed away, you stupid fucks. I'll come over there and smash a fucking $3,000 Louis boot in your fucking face. Don't even come at me.
Let's see. Put it on the table just so I know what they got coming.
They're too tight. They're brand new.
No, but I mean, just do. Boom! Designer in your face, buddy. Dude, one of those to the teeth?
Fuck Wade Robson. I know Wade Robson from when I was little. You're going to try to make money off of Michael, bitch?
Damn. Well... He's got you in his corner, so that's good.
Who has me in his corner?
MJ.
He's gone, man. Come on.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, protecting his legacy.
No, I want to protect Paris.
Who's that? His
daughter. I want to protect. I want to make sure they're good.
Mm.
And blanket and make sure they're okay.
Mm.
I worry about them. I see their Instagrams. I watch it, and I see sadness, and I see this. This cult type of demon 666 bullshit everywhere, and all these SoundCloud rappers and all the two heads with 666 on their head and fucking, you know, and I'm looking at them like, what the hell happened? I've been doing this a quarter century.
My opinion.
The fuck happened?
It's just aesthetics. None of these dudes have researched, you know, the
aesthetic.
Occult,
what do you mean,
Satanism.
Aesthetics? We're talking to some retards here.
They think upside down crosses look cool. They think 666 looks cool. Okay. They're not really concerned with what it means. Right? Oh. It's just an image. That's my opinion. I don't think like Lil Uzi's.
Okay, I have three crescent moons on my face because my dad told me he's a Native American Indian and to conceive. When there's a crescent moon at midnight. So that's why I have that, to have three daughters with my fiance, Melanie, right here. I have love right here, which also means lion, love on my neck, all the way up to the Medusa, who protects me and represents karma and women being raped.
Do you? That's heavy shit, man.
Right there. You know, that's why I got this.
Right. Do you regret the face tattoos at all? Because that kind of happened. A lot of people said that you got the face tattoos because you were like sort of on my dick since we were doing the podcast around that time, right?
You know, it's interesting.
It did it. Come on, yeah, Aaron. Come on. I know. He was influenced by old 22. I like it.
Actually, you know, I've been going back and forth on getting it removed.
Wow.
Just because it served its purpose. I always say the same thing. Everyone says, my mom, everybody says when I say that, oh, why? I say, because it served its purpose.
What was the purpose? Normally tattoos
what
are meant
do you
to be
think?
Permanent.
I'm cryptic as fuck. I keep telling all these people this. I keep telling all these jokers. Why?
I mean, I don't know.
Take a guess.
The anti-rape thing that you got tattooed on your face? I don't know. Keep the rapists away?
I mean, exactly. Karma, Medusa, the story behind Greek mythology. There's a story here.
Did they even do face tattoos?
There's a story from what happened over 2 years ago. No. Actually, maybe some Greeks did face tattoos.
We should look into that.
I don't think I need to.
What happened 2 years ago?
Just, come on, man. Like, I had 8 restraining orders on me.
Okay. Right.
Last time we talked.
Right.
8.
Every now and then I have people showing up in my comments, sort of acting like I'm bad because I interviewed Aaron Carter.
Oh, no. So what they're doing is there's a conglomerate of Discord people, which is the cancel culture, which everything I do, they go to everybody and they try to just like ruin me and just bad talk me so that no one wants to work with me kind of thing. And it's just, it's a part of the cancel culture. And I'm trying to shed a lot more light on that. And we're gonna battle. We're gonna go, and we are going. I posted videos, bro, that were crazy. I don't even know if you saw. Probably not.
Of what?
Death threats to me. People calling the restaurant, taking it to Park City, Utah. We go to Ruth Chris, to a beautiful restaurant, and then I'm Instagram living it. And then I have this Ganville William James Witt guy record himself on the internet, saying that there's a white guy with tattoos, and then the Ruth Chris place gave out my alias, which was Johnny Bravo, and
that's not conspicuous at all.
Yeah, right. You know,
it's just a normal name.
I've been using it since I was little, so I was, you know, whatever. Never got caught before.
So if you go to a restaurant, you say you're Johnny Bravo.
So this kid did this, and then all the waiters are coming up, and he's got him calling again, saying, "Oh, are you okay? Are you okay to her?" And all this crazy shit. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm out. I want to go back to the hotel. I had my canine with me at the hotel, or not the hotel, the lodge cabin thing. So Zelda was at the house or at the cabin. And
your dog's name Zelda.
Zelda, yeah.
You a big Zelda fan?
Huge.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean,
you played Breath of the Wild?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm done.
That was a great month of my life. Breath of the Wild too, man.
Yeah. Zelda.
I'm ready, man. Get me in there. I'm going to quit online poker for however long it takes.
I've been waiting
me.
For a Zelda movie. How great would that be? I know. You're like, oh, it's going to suck. But if it was done right, like if the Avengers people did it, it would probably be dope.
That is really interesting because, you know, I was a huge Simpsons fan and the Simpsons movie was dog shit, to be totally honest with you.
I'm talking about the original Simpsons movie?
Well, it was probably, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Okay. I didn't know. I'm not sure if there was another one.
Or was there ever like a good Mario movie? But I guess there's not much.
Yes,
about
there
character.
Actually was a Mario
but
movie.
There was, right?
But yeah, there was.
In modern times,
it wasn't terrible. Actually, there was 2 Mario movies.
What would the excitement level be for a Mario movie today? I would be excited for it.
I wouldn't.
If it was high.
It's no different than Sonic.
Quality.
No one was excited for Sonic.
Bro, Pixar, send that. You're right, but send that shit to Pixar. Have them make a really dope Mario movie, like. I'm sure it wouldn't happen, but no. I would appreciate that.
Boo Wiggles.
Something about a personality-less little Italian plumber who's just running around stomping on turtles.
Who are they going to use? The guy to Louis from Louis or Luigi is going to be the Napoleon Dynamite guy, right?
Some Italian stereotype. What's his name? Sure. What if in the movie?
So Napoleon Dynamite is going to be the Italian dude for sure.
What if Mario's like kind of Luigi. Like tapped in with the mafia? Make it a little edgier.
Mario's going to have to be like Joe Pesci.
See, Joe Pesci would be Mario. Oh, I love that idea. He's old as fuck, but still.
Doesn't matter. They CGI these motherfuckers all the time. You see these Rambos and shit, bro.
That's why you shouldn't get rid of the face tattoo.
Bro, these movies are scaring me.
Get rid of that. Get rid of them post.
Listen, you know, the face tat's done. It's done, you know. I don't want to be that. I'm not that guy. It's time to grow up and time to really make a change in my life.
You got it like a year ago.
And you know what?
A lot's changed.
And you know what? A lot can change in a year with good therapy, with good sleep, with good eating.
What would you say are the main things that you're really working on in therapy or looking to modify about yourself?
Well, my family is big. It takes a big toll on me, bro. It really does. You know, they don't accept that I'm on all the medications that I'm on.
That's what they don't accept.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's like first and foremost, you know, and it's really strange and odd because and they're going to be watching, they're listening. And to them, I'm going to tell y'all right now, it's like, you guys got to understand that I was put on this regimented medication when I was in rehab for huffing duster cans, which damn near destroyed my brain.
Right. I've been getting into that lately.
And you better get out. I'm going to punch you in your fucking face. I swear to God.
Just a little bit here and there.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
I know you're. Yeah, but like, bro, I was doing it so terribly. I mean, it was, there's things I cannot tell you I was doing.
Really?
Yeah, I can't. And it was like this weird Florida shit. Some pandemic in Florida, people doing duster and huffing and all this. But I was doing like 30, 40 cans a day. Like doing some, and so.
Were you ever a Whip It guy? That's huge in rap now.
It's like 1,000 times worse than that. And please do not get into that. I beg you guys, do not even try it. Don't do it. And I know I mentioned it, and I know you're going to learn about it. You're going to look it up. Please don't fucking touch that shit. Please.
I know a lot of rappers who are keeping the fucking Whip It dispenser on deck. I watched a guy do a whole box while recording a verse. Blew my mind.
Like, is he trying to change the sound of his fucking voice?
And it worked, because that's what he did, is he fucking did like mad cartridges.
Sounds like a pussy 50 Cent.
To do kind of like the bridge in the song. It did make his voice sound different. I'm not sure anyone has ever heard the song or ever will hear the song, so it's probably not really worth all those brain cells, but.
Well, speaking of brain cells, you know, I'm on a Neurontin. I'm on a, you know, things that are helping rebuild my brain to where that I can have cognitive, slow, patient conversations with people, and my energy is just, it's even keeled everywhere I go, even keeled. And that was really fucking hard to do, man, because I still got that fucking fire burning inside of me, and I know you know it. Like we did interviews together, and I was mad, man. I was fucking mad. I was mad that I was getting 8 restraining orders from my family. My brother came up with a lie that I wanted to kill his wife and unborn baby just to take away the heat. You know, man, that's pussy. And if our father was alive, he'd slap the shit out of you, Nick. Like, I couldn't even go and say, I can say whatever I want now, because guess what? All the restraining orders are gone. Got my guns back, got ARs, I got guns everywhere in my house. And I'm not fucking kidding. I got M1A 308s, I got 12 gauges, 2 of them, I got AR-15s, whatever. I like guns.
Aaron Carter posted up in the mansion, hella guns, off the Zans. I like this mental image.
No, I take Zans.
How many a day?
I take 4 milligrams a day.
What's a bar? 1 milligram?
2.
So 2 bars a day.
Yep. Morning or night.
I took 2 bars in a day one time, and I pretty much...
And what's wrong with that?
Well, part that was wrong with it was that I probably drank about 20 beers as well. So
no, I mean like generally, in your opinion.
Generally? What's wrong with taking 2 bars a day? I would say that, you know, it's probably just going to make you not remember anything.
Well,
damn, how do you make the picture flash like that?
Oh, I'll show you.
You're like Paris Hilton. You turn all your photos into videos, huh?
Well, yeah, because it makes you get more views and tricks the system.
That's tight.
I'll show you how to do it.
2,000 comments? What the fuck? Oh, because it's because you got a gun, huh?
Oh, my last post was probably the biggest post I ever did in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I got like 4,000 comments on this thing.
Are you on the story like, yo, spam my comments, bro? 3,200 comments.
But look at it.
My success isn't a result of arrogance.
But do you see a problem?
It's a result of belief.
But
Conor
do you
McGregor.
See a problem with that photo?
You're kind of showing the top of your dick, eh? Oh, yeah, look at that. That's the top of your cock.
But guess what? I mean,
he does have a cock.
If it was bad, wouldn't it be deleted by now?
That actually honestly kind of seems like it should be deleted based on my understanding of what Instagram allows.
I love it. It didn't get deleted.
We saw a little shaft, a little top of the shaft.
It was just, no. There
a little
was,
pre-shaft.
No, that was my, like, the beginning of my man pooch.
Man pooch.
Yeah, you know those little foompin things?
Fupa.
Yeah, you know the things?
Josh,
I think we had a conversation.
Josh, can you stand up and show us your shirt right now? I would like you to
like,
read
bro,
this shirt.
I got, no, I mean, I'm working a fupa too over. Like,
that's a belly. That's not a fupa. Fupa is your actual pube area.
Oh, is it really?
I believe, yes.
Oh, well.
I don't think I could have a fupa. Well, I guess I could. I'll just read
that. The bigger the fupa, tastier the chalupa. I don't even know what this thing is now.
If you want that shirt.
Man, this thing.
Check out my sister's craft page. Maybe I'll tag it on my story when this interview comes out, allegedly, in theory.
Well, hey, let's talk about mental health a little bit more. Mm. I think that there's such a stigma on it. All right, so there was a clip that came out where they edited it out where I said, you know, everyone's saying that I'm on blah, 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 blah. And they took out everyone saying, and I just said blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Right? I'm not schizophrenic. I'm not manic depressant. I'm not bipolar. I suffer from acute anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I suffer from the huffing the duster and ruining my brain, you know? So, I mean, I take Seroquel. I take things like I have insomnia really bad. And this is my life. That's my life, you know? Mm. It's crazy, but it's my life. I've accepted it. My fiance knows very much about it. So,
do you aspire to be fully sober? Is that even a possibility? Do you think that that's something that could happen?
I don't think. See, I think that's a stigma. I don't think that taking medications that's regimented to you, properly taken.
That's fair.
Is abuse or is a drug?
Well, there's certainly some.
Yes, it's a controlled substance and a narcotic. But it has to remain a controlled substance.
Right.
And you have to be the one that controls that.
Mm. So you don't find yourself sort of tempted to take more than you should of what you're already prescribed?
Why should I? Why would I?
I mean, it's kind of how drugs work, people.
Well, that's how people work.
Right.
Not drugs. The drug is right there. The drug is everywhere.
A lot of people who were prescribed Xanax.
Listen, I know. And you know what? They
and
take.
And then it ended
but,
up 10 bars a day and craziness shit.
Well, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes you literally retarded for 3 days.
But if they're giving it to you, then, you know, in time, you might just kind of stop getting the effect that you want from the amount that you're prescribed.
Well, yeah, you build a tolerance and all this stuff. But that's why you just got to let the tolerance build and then just stick to what you're doing. Stick to your regimen. Don't ever go off of that.
You ever get served some fake pills on the street?
I don't take pills off the street. I take it from my psychiatrist, who I am. I get my, you know, my diagnostics from.
But you never
ever. Okay. Never. Why would I ever do that? That is the dumbest shit in the world. I've been in the music industry for 25 years. I don't care what anyone says, but like I have social anxiety. I get stage fright at times, and I think my past and the things that I've been dealing with lately. It's been very difficult for me to wake up in the morning and to feel you know happiness and all this and my regimented medication helps me do that. It stimulates my appetite. You know, that's why I'm bigger right now. You know, it helps me sleep at night. You know, it I can rest my voice. I can slow my mind down and really just I keep searching just for a better version of myself. Mm. you know, just keep going, Aaron. That's what I said. Just keep going. Stay on the path you're on, and be a man, you know, and make your moves. And be honest to the whole world. Bro, I put up a drug test of me peeing in a fucking thing on my Instagram again. Just because, like, and people are like, oh, you don't have to prove nothing. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up. You don't even know what I got to prove. I got to prove so much. You don't even know where I'm from. I got Lamar Odom saying I'm from fucking, a Beverly Hills Street Fighter. Shut the fuck up. I'm not, I never even been to Beverly Hills. First of all, I live there. Second of all, I'm from fucking Dade County. Like, and I've been pistol whipped. I've been all kinds of shit that I can't even tell you.
Damn.
I've had my knuckles broken tons of times. Okay. This guy's got a second and a half punch, and I'm gonna break his ribs, and he's gonna regret ever getting in a ring with me. And you I'm mad now because you're talking like some weird shit, like some funky shit. I ain't sitting here calling you a cheater and a crackhead and that you lost Khloe Kardashian, you dumb fuck.
So how did this fight come about? Did somebody come to you, a promoter, and say, like, hey, we had this idea?
Yeah, Damon.
Okay.
Yeah, Damon.
Damon Wayans?
Damon with Celebrity Boxing One.
Probably a different guy. Okay, so they come to you and
basically
they say
he invented celebrity boxing, okay? And then everybody shunned him out.
Can this you get guy, me a fight?
Of course you could.
I'll fight Lamar.
But the thing is, it's like now, but I'm so happy for this man because he, you know, you got Logan and Jake and everybody saying, oh, we own Celebrity Boxing. We created it. Okay, you guys did a great job. Thank you very much. Yes, you put a good name on it. But Damon was one of the main guys at Celebrity Boxing One that started all of this stuff. He did the Screech boxing match and all. You know, it was underdog.
Rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace for sure.
Dustin Diamond Forever.
Yeah, Dustin Diamond Forever. Dustin Diamond Dallas. And, you know, I just think a lot of people need to give a little bit more credit to this man. He's a hustler. He's a great guy. We waited a year and a half to do this fight and accept this fight. Did you know that?
Why?
A year and a half. Patience is a virtue. He said, we're not ready to do any fights right now. I said, I'm not ready either. I said, I'm chilling, taking some time to myself, which was very needed after I had, you know, all these crazy ass Backstreet Boy fans attacking me. So I took the last year to relax. Like I said, man, that was very important for me.
Mm.
Yeah, I had to, bro. I had to take a look in the mirror. I had to gain weight. And that was really important. I'm very proud of myself. I'm very proud.
Who have you been training with, and how many hours a day, and what does the overall training look like?
Jesse Strader, who is an MMA pro fighter.
Uh-huh.
And we do about 7 to 10 hours a day.
Mm, of training?
Yes.
10 hours a day.
Yeah, and I wanted to do that because that's what Mickey said to Rocky. He said, in order to win a 45-minute fight, you got to train 45,000 hours, and that's 10 minutes a day, whatever. So that's
movie.
10 weeks and whatever.
10 hours a day, your body's going to need a lot of time to heal.
I don't care. Look, you can look up Aaron Carter training on YouTube right now. You can see I'm a beast, man. I don't play.
But so how many hours per, like, of cardio?
It doesn't matter,
boxing,
as many
training.
As it takes. As many as it takes, right. As many as it fucking takes,
but you won't
to
really
get
know.
In there and actually just not just be a juggernaut and just destroy his body.
You won't really know
I
what
care,
it takes bit. Until the fight, though. Like the rest okay, time,
the
is,
fight. Oh, yeah,
the bit, rest time's really important.
The what?
The rest time for your body to heal and recover. You know,
I'm aware of that. I've trained many times in my life,
but
Adam.
if you're training I'm, 10 hours a day, I don't feel like your body's gonna have enough time to.
Well, that's what you got to do as a boxer.
I know a lot of people are training like a couple hours a day, and it's still like incredibly difficult.
I'm training basically for a 15-round fight. Do you understand?
Is it an actual 15-round fight?
No, it's three rounds. I'm training for a 15-round fight on purpose.
Right.
To exceed three rounds. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It doesn't mean I have to reach that goal.
Right.
I probably won't.
Three-minute rounds?
Because it takes...
Or 3 5-minute rounds?
3 1-minute rounds.
1 minute rounds?
1 minute rounds.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I got to get in there and I got to rip them up real quick, man.
Mm.
I got to dip, dodge, you know, and dive and dodge, and I'm going to get them. Like, I have a very, very, very powerful punch. I don't play. I mean, I've been doing acrobats my whole life and dancing and did Dancing with the Stars and lifting people and being a man and making houses and shoveling when I was a little kid and scrapping with all my fucking family and my having my big ass brother fighting with that fool all the time, you know, like, and I had my dad. My dad was a beast. He would kick the mailbox down and smash you in the face with it, get arrested, smile for a mugshot, and then be out in 10 minutes.
Wow. Legendary.
Let me ask you this. I'm kidding. You can look my dad mugshot up right now. You see him smiling.
A lot of people tried to turn the Jake Paul versus Nate thing into kind of like a black versus white thing.
Yeah, why?
Because Jake's white and Nate's black. But, you know, and then when Nate lost, it was kind of like a lot of black people felt like, fuck, you let us down. Do you worry that, like, the Proud Boys are going to be let down if you lose this fight?
No, because I think every...
Or just white people
I think every culture accepts me. I hope they do.
Because you do have some cachet in the black community. Well, as a rapper.
I don't think as a rapper or anything like that. Jumper, but, you know? Well, I mean, and I'm very happy to be here, you know? I am. I'm very happy. I'm very happy because you don't realize, but I had 300,000 people that followed me after we did our interviews.
That's amazing.
Which obviously means you're the best.
I'm happy to help.
And a lot of these kids were, like I said, there's a kid named, I'm going to shout him out right now. He's probably going to cry because of this. Young Stunning Boy. Young Stunting Boy. Without
That's a
the
hard
G.
name.
You know, 19 years old, whatever. But, you know, Instagram with me one time. I asked him how he knew me. He said, no jumper.
Hey.
And then he said he wanted to be a music producer like me. So I cashed out him $1,300 and I made him buy Ableton Live 10 Suite and Nexus. And I helped this kid, man.
Wow.
And he's making beats and he has a dream. That's his dream. I want to help people as much as possible. And then I want to rip people down who aren't helping people. Mm. When I see somebody that's not helping somebody, I want to rip them the fuck down, dude. Mm. It's just my mentality. Okay, what are you gonna do? What, you know, what's the worst that can happen? We all live, we all die. I'm not out here seeking revenge on anybody. I have a boxing match to worry about, and I'm taking it seriously. You got Lamar Odom talking about Beverly Hills, and what the fuck are you talking about?
But if he turns it racial and he kind of starts clowning your whiteness, are you gonna turn the tables on him?
No, because I'm not like, it's not that I can't do that. It's just I'm not stupid and I would never do that to the black community. I would never do that. It's disrespectful. You know, I'm Caucasian. I'm white. Okay. I was raised. It's not my fault that when I was, 11 years old, my mom hired three black funk musicians, Petey Pete Jones, Stan Jones. All right. And Patrice Jones, so bass player, and then an Italian guy. And these guys raised me. So, and then my bodyguards were all black men. And you know what? That's just how I was raised, around just the homies, you know? And that's the culture I was listening to. They were listening to Tribe Called Quest and, you know, all certain things. And I was in the car and in the vans going to the things, listening to Tribe Called Quest and listening to NWA and listening to, you know, Eazy-E and listening to, you know, Blackstreet and, you know, just R&B music, New Edition, Ralph Tresvant, Sensitivity, just you know, Gap Band. And these guys taught me this stuff. Then I became a jazz funk pianist. Do you realize I'm a jazz funk pianist? I don't play around. I play. I mean, I don't have a piano tattooed on my arm right here for no reason, and on my heart, another piano. There's a soul. It's like that movie Soul. You know,
I was watching that,
which is a great movie, and I just love music, and I'm never gonna give up on it. And it's just it's treated me really well. I didn't know it was gonna happen with this whole Love album that I released, you know.
Respect.
But
can we get the other mic set up for your girl? I would like to talk to you guys together for a bit. Is that possible? Skirt. No, you can stay right there in front of that mic. They're just gonna pull this, they're gonna put one right here. So you can stay right there.
Yeah, you can wear your sweater.
Sweater or no sweater, that's the question.
You promote the fuck out of that shit, fuck that.
But sometimes girls come in here and it's like, Sweater on, they get to stay warm, or sweater off, it gets to promote their OnlyFans better. I see the conflict happening in their head. Same with me. It's like, T-shirt, you see the veins in my forearms. Might be better for the OnlyFans, theoretically.
And this one, she goes, I don't like interviews.
You don't like interviews?
No.
But I saw you on DJ Vlad. Talk to the mic if you can.
Okay.
How was that experience? You guys were on DJ Vlad together.
First one.
I helped set that up. I think I told Vlad, like, you should interview Aaron Carter.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just wanted to see it on a personal level.
Yeah. What do you think?
Where are you going? You gotta turn.
She's facing away from the camera. Try to curve a little bit towards the camera.
I tried to tell you to go back, make her go back this way, but.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. That would have been a good idea. She probably still would have. How's it going? What's it like dating Aaron Carter?
Oh, what's it like? No, I'm just kidding.
Every day's got to be so exciting.
It is. It's
exciting. Dating is exciting?
Well, I'm not dating. I'm engaged.
Engaged,
so
right.
So it's a little different.
Yeah, you got a big rock in your finger.
Oof, look at that.
Good.
How'd you guys meet?
We met over Instagram. Everybody else.
What, you left a comment?
The fuck?
I just left him a DM. And then he responded late, though. I think maybe like a week or two later he saw it.
Yeah, because you sent your booty, and I'm not about that.
Why'd you send him your booty?
I sent it.
I'm not going to answer no booty shot. Be like, oh, you wouldn't have booty.
The first message was not the booty, though.
No, it
the first
was
message
not.
Was a booty.
No, it was not. You're lying. No, it wasn't. He's lying.
That's pretty badass.
And I was like, I ain't answering that.
I never had a random booty in my DMs. Okay. And then, so how did you guys fall in love?
Ask her. I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm asking her.
Yeah. I like this. I like that.
I'm going
to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. But baby,
she can't sit back, though. She got to stay close to the mic.
This way a little bit, though. Yeah,
this way?
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Who could, yeah, you're good. Fuck it.
So falling in love.
He's my first love.
Really?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
How am I your friend?
Where are you from?
How am I
from? Just Orange County. But my ethnic
She's from Bulgaria.
Bulgaria, yeah.
Ooh.
So I moved here when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
So I've been here ever since.
And you never felt love before?
No. Everybody just, you know, screwed me over and just wasn't real. Like, I know everybody has their opinions about Aaron, but he's so different from what everyone says. That's all I got to say. Like,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
Obviously.
See, before we came into the show, I made her memorize that.
Yes,
that
I could tell. Yeah.
No.
No.
But, damn. So have you guys ever had, like, any... you know, I don't want to say close calls, but like drama in the relationship, anything that sort of threatened to separate you guys, or has it been pretty smooth sailing?
All the time. I mean, not as much as of late.
Yeah, everything has calmed down, I think, with a lot of like the internet drama, and just it's calmed down a little bit.
Okay. Right.
It's still there,
Well, when she came into my life, it was right after you and I met.
Right, because you came on our show with Jenna Shea one time, and then you were broken up like the next day. That was a weird collab. We don't like to talk about her.
Jenna Shea hit her up when we were broken up.
Saying what?
And trying to get her involved in her OnlyFans.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You weren't there?
And Jenna Shea was sending death threats to me.
Really?
Allegedly with her friends, yeah.
Why?
I have no fucking clue.
I think Jenna Shea should have... linked up with Brian Pumper and done some content together. I think that would have probably been...
Oh, yeah, that guy. Why do you mention him all the time?
That's a good question. A lot of my best friends ask me that a lot.
Consider me your best friend.
Would you let your girl work with Brian Pumper?
Hell no.
Okay, just wanted to check.
No.
You're not
into
the cuck thing?
The cuckold?
Yeah.
No.
You never did it?
Nah, I was never even really interested in it on porn.
I think you would be the other one. There would be like some guy making you fuck his girl.
Never. No, I.
He said no. Okay, so what are you guys doing on OnlyFans? And what were you doing before he got involved with you? And how did that change things?
Okay, so I was a bartender in the nightlife industry and everything. You know, I'm a little housewife now.
Oh, yeah.
So everything changed. No, as soon as I met him, everything was just really fast.
Look, I'm gonna keep it honest with you.
Yeah, there you go.
She had a crazy ass lifestyle before, you know, kind of like one of those like Orange County, like LA, like let's go out to everybody, Dan Balzerian's houses and parties and all that shit. She went to all that shit, And I was just like, in my head, I'm like, well, you know what? Like, she's not a hoe. She's not a whore. She's just a woman that's like making her way through the world in Hollywood, essentially. And in Orange County, living in Orange County, working whatever, you know, whatever she was with bartending and making money and her OnlyFans. And, you know, even if she was, guys were taking her out on dates and buying her purses, you know, just to take her out on a date. That's the kind of stuff that she was doing.
Mm.
And I found out a lot of this later, and I was like, you know what? That's, I understand. I have three sisters, you know, one passed away, but I have three sisters, and I saw some of them go through that type of world. So, like, I don't know. I think the way we fall in love is like every day we find little meanings, little ways to fall in love with each other. I don't know. But then sometimes I'm really annoyed with her.
You guys get into it. What are the main causes of conflict?
Just that big ass house, man, that we got.
It's
a lot of
work. It's too big?
It's big. It's 5,000 square feet.
Get closer to the mic.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But there's...
Yeah, it's a big house. It's a lot.
A lot of work to do on the house?
And we have three dogs, so we're dealing with, like, training the third one right now.
Right.
So, we just learn each other's...
She's very high maintenance. $390,000 in 1 year is a lot of money.
$390,000 on what?
We've been counting.
I don't ask her. Whatever she wants.
Whatever I want. Oh.
You made
he
him,
does spoil me.
You made him buy $400K worth of stuff in a year?
Yes.
That is a glittery ass watch. And then you got them YSL earrings dangling.
Yeah, and a Range Rover and so on and so forth.
Oh, I guess you throw the Range Rover in there. Okay, now we're getting closer to $500,000. Yep. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Is she demanding? Is she using you? You can tell me. It's okay.
Is she using me? You know what?
You can tell me. She won't care.
There are people that will be like, oh, yeah, she's using you, whatever. And then, you know, I'm a pretty good judge of character, you know. Like little signs are like, if we're doing an interview, like your hand should be on my legs, not over there sitting by yourself. Plus they're cold. There's just little things, I think, for me that help me realize that I'm in the right relationship. I don't know how to explain it. You know, it's like a love language. It's like when I reach for you in the dark and my eyes are closed, is your hand there?
That's your love language?
Yeah, basically.
What are, because my
what's
my,
yours?
My therapist was asking me about my love language recently, and actually sent me a link of this thing to read about it, and I ended up just being like, holy fuck, I have no idea how to process what the fuck you're trying to get me to talk about right now.
Yeah, sometimes our therapists tend to give us information that we're like, really? You want us to read a whole book?
I think my girl's love language is that she just wants me to be present and emotionally connected to her, and like that goes way further than like any sort of material stuff, gifts,
how do you feel about other men with your woman?
Not good, so it doesn't happen.
So that doesn't happen with you guys?
Yeah.
Other way around,
how she feel about me with other girls?
Yeah.
Well, when we're doing content together, she seems like she has a pretty good attitude about it.
Professional,
yeah. If she were to find out I was getting head from a bum,
she knew that about you guys,
that we did porn.
No, that you and Lana.
Lana was friends with some of my friends in Orange County.
Oh,
so
nice.
But I never met her. But she's friends with some of my friends.
Yeah.
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 It's interesting. It's an interesting pair because, like, I think I remember talking to you about. I was like, oh, I'm not gonna. I can't fuck around with these like Hollywood girls and all that stuff. But she just has such a beautiful heart. She had the ability to really change, and I had the ability to take her away from a lifestyle that was not good, which, you know, bartending, skinny bartending or
bikini bartending
thing?
Are you staying out with a girl from the OC who was doing the bikini bartender thing? And let me tell you, like, That bothered me way more than the idea of my girl doing OnlyFans or whatever. Just picturing all these guys coming in and just being total pieces of shit to her.
You know what I'm saying?
Serving drinks in a bikini. Yeah. Something about that just really rubbed me the wrong way. I never said anything about it, but I really hated the
idea.
I actually think
back, and I'm surprised he let me do it for a whole 2 months. I did it for 2 months, and then I quit.
It's not about when I let COVID, you. I can't control
no,
you.
No,
without,
no,
not
let
fuck,
me.
You can't control
like,
a woman.
You don't want to control her
right away. I'm
actually
surprised he was cool with it in the beginning, because now that I think about it.
No, what?
Know. You were okay with it in the beginning.
I was never okay with them motherfuckers, but they all knew that I had a red aluminum bat in the back of my car.
I can confirm.
All right.
Yeah. Did anything shady ever happen
Maybe
to you while doing
else.
That kind of stuff? Like dudes doing terrible things, they just grab a boob or something? No.
Probably. I just don't remember it.
Like, blocked
but
it out.
I'm sure. I'm the security always kicked them out if they were like misbehaving and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope I didn't do anything bad to her by, you know, I didn't take her. I didn't say, you know, you're forced to come be with me, blah, 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 blah. Guns to your head. You know, you got to be with me type of shit.
I think taking a girl out of the bikini bartending world is not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
I think it's fair. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't like to be the kind of guy that like controls what women want
to
do, you know.
Well, if they're ready to leave the industry.
Yeah, if they're ready to leave.
You were ready.
And she saw that I could provide for her.
How would they start a bikini bar?
How do you start?
Would you like to work there? No, I'm just kidding. But how do you start? I don't know. Do you need a special permit for them to be serving drinks in a bikini? I don't know. Probably not. That's why probably it's going to take off.
I have no idea. I got to be honest with you. Like, I was never into strippers. No offense, I like to the strippers. I never went to strip clubs, let me put it that way. I never went to bars. I never went to parties. I never went to clubs. I never did any of that stuff. Mm. I always kept away from it. And, you know, she had kind of like a circle around her, those people. But I'm here now.
Now, the idea of going to a strip club sounds very exciting to me because I haven't really like been out in like a year. But I saw a video of some of my friends in the studio, or in a strip club the other day, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm so not ready for that.
Yeah, my brother took me to something for my birthday when I was like 19, and it freaked me the fuck out, and I just ran out.
Me and my girl have not been to a strip club together since we used to drink and do cocaine together, and now we are adults with a child, so that would probably actually be pretty interesting to see what that was like. Although I feel like me and her would be sitting on the couch like...
How has your life changed exponentially, probably, huh?
Having the baby?
Yeah, it has, right?
Amazing, yeah.
Changed? You changed?
Great.
What about you? How do you think you changed?
I'm a little more focused.
A little more focused, yeah.
You got to be a little bit more present.
Well, because you have your child.
You want to enjoy those times together because you see it.
You know it's different.
They're getting bigger and bigger. They're not going to be like this for long. You got to enjoy it while you got it.
You know it's different. It's the look in your eyes that's different from last time
really?
I saw you. Mm-hmm. It's a look that my father actually had.
Uh-oh. I didn't smoke weed this morning, and I feel like I say this with a big-ass Starbucks right here, but I feel like I'm realizing the extent to which I don't need to be over-caffeinating myself to do interviews. I feel like I've had people in the comments saying you look like you're on meth, and I think it was because I was drinking energy drinks before I was doing interviews.
How do you feel when people come at you and they're like, oh, you're a meth head, you're a crackhead, you're a dope head, you have HIV, you have AIDS?
Probably mostly because recently it's because I admitted that.
Did they say
did,
all that shit
well,
to
Well, I
you?
Did meth one time with this girl, and I talked about it on the podcast the other day.
Okay, so but you talked about it. Doesn't that show humility?
Doesn't it show that I'm not a meth head, that I did it one time and I'm okay with talking about it?
It shows humility. So what the fuck's the problem?
Yeah, it was fun. I'm glad I did. Well, we had this conversation in the context of me saying that I wish that I did heroin once so I could talk about
it. Okay, for all you know, the person that was saying that to you could have fucking chopped off their best friend's pinky toe.
House phone? Yeah, definitely.
You better.
Actually, no, I think it was Sada Baby.
I was hoping he was going to be here today.
No, he's coming later.
Is he?
And I told him that he had to watch the Billie Eilish documentary and have a feeling that we're going to get in a big argument if he doesn't.
Did you see it already?
Yeah. But I said, I'm like, I want to talk about this documentary on the podcast, so you guys should watch
it. What is people's obsession with Billie Eilish?
She's
a living room singer, right?
Living room singer?
Yeah.
I guess she probably started singing in her living room.
Exactly.
Bedroom.
Yeah. There was a terminology that came out because a lot of these girls I'm actually working with an artist named Danica Bucci. She's signed to my label, and we have about 15 songs done. I'm about to release on her, and she's incredible. And I gave her some of my dopest beats, but like, yeah, I don't know.
I personally wasn't like super intrigued by her. Had heard the songs, thought she sounded pretty talented, read a review or two, thought she was cool. But then when I watched this documentary, I just got like a completely different appreciation for
She's doing. Isn't it amazing? Because I know, I'm almost certain for a fact that Billie Eilish recorded and produced a lot of her stuff in her living room.
Or a bedroom, yeah, but
her
brother.
Right? Did she?
Yeah, he's like a very, very...
I heard about that.
He's like a really talented music producer, and I think he helped her to level up and get really, really good before...
So, with that being said, that's the fact of the matter. They weren't in a studio. They were on their bedroom. They were in their bedroom, and they were in their couch and in the studio. And us as singers and performers and people who've been in the game for like 25 years, we're not calling you a couch singer or a living room singer or a living room artist, couch artist as disrespect. That actually is so respectful that they could actually make these smashes and these hits on their own. Yeah. And I have such a respect for that, you know? So people could turn around my words, but guess what? I'm going to turn them around right back around on themselves. Mm. I don't know who Billie Eilish is. I don't listen to Billie Eilish music. So I don't know her from a can of paint.
It's pretty good. Well, it's not what I normally listen to, but her reaction to Justin Bieber when he hits her up showing fandom is like insane. Like she was such a big fan of him as a child that when he taps in with her, it's like she's shaking. She's freaking the fuck out. She can't believe it.
Justin messages me up every once in a while. He's pretty funny. Yeah.
How do you feel about him and his talent? He's kind of like the one-man boy band that came after the big boy bands, right?
How do I feel about Justin? I feel like Justin is incredibly smart. Mm. I feel like he's in like this little, almost like this black hole. And his black hole is like trying to suck him in, and he's trying to get out of it really bad.
Really?
And anybody can say what they want about me. I don't give a fuck. Like, this is what I see. I've seen it happen because it happened to me. I went into a black hole and lost myself. Now, he's married. He's doing his music. His music is great. He's super talented. But is he doing exactly what he wants to be doing?
I don't know.
That's the question.
It's got to be tough to identify what you really want to be doing once you've seen such heights of success, you know?
I mean, my new album is called Identity.
Hmm.
Yeah, I actually wanted to play you a track. I wrote this.
We cannot do that on the podcast because we will get... I mean, you could play it and then we just mine. Chop it out. Yeah, but Drake Bell tried to pull this trick on me. He played some unreleased songs. Oh, it's okay. I'll get them cleared. Boom, the interview's claimed.
Oh, no, that's not how my shit is. I make all my shit, so...
Okay. Well, I mean, he made it, too. It's just he played it for us before it came out.
He's a liar.
You don't like Drake Bell?
Nope.
Justin Bieber who? Billie Eilish who?
That guy. Yeah, he's gonna be in the background, like his ghost in the background.
Laura playing the drums for some reason over there.
She's got some bells and some whistles going on over there.
I like it.
So I'm starting my album right now. That was just for fun, but it's gonna take a while.
Nice.
It'll take me a while. Yeah, I'm watching what everyone's doing with their game right now. Mm. And it's terrible.
Really?
Music fucking sucks right now.
Pop music feels like it's slowed down a lot since the COVID thing, right?
You second that, babe?
No, I said that the other day.
What?
I said pop music has slowed down.
How you feel about that Olivia Rodrigo, though?
Who?
The driver's license song? How like, about that?
Honestly,
come like, get that shit in blood. You a Pusha T fan?
All I know is that Zaza Zaza song from 6ix9ine.
Oh,
whatever.
We smoke Zaza.
Shit, that
yeah.
shit's,
oh, no, no,
that
no, no, no,
shit's horrible.
Right, that sucks. But we've been smoking Zaza and that shit hard.
Oh, well, that song is terrible.
You want to smoke some Za?
Sure.
Nice. Okay. Not right now, but we'll have Trev roll up some Za. Oh, I got some Za.
Some Za. Well, yo, let me. Oh, I didn't even tell you this. I did some post stuff. It was funny. He had some no jumper weed that he gave me last time. Let me tell you something. That shit had me on my fucking doodly, bro.
Well, it turns out that was K2, but yeah, we don't.
Oh, shut the fuck up. It better not have been.
No, that'd be tight, though.
You see this?
I don't even know what the fuck this is. Somebody gave me this the other day, but.
It looks very
you
want to
give it a sniff
it
test?
It looks delicious.
I can hand it to my guy, Trev, and he can
but
roll
it looks
us up
like everything else I've seen.
Weed? See, that's a good thing.
You want a good friend? Make them send us some chocolate from Oregon.
If you get some weed and it looks like some shit you've never seen before, I mean, that could be good, but it's
no,
probably
no, no. We
not
need
great.
Some chocolate from Oregon.
I love the Kush, man. I'm not gonna lie.
So having the whole baby thing, are you allowed to smoke?
Yes, not in the house.
Oh, so there's rules and regulations.
My girl made me stop smoking weed in the house about a week after she found out she was pregnant, so...
Wait, so you can smoke, but she can't,
I go outside. She doesn't smoke weed.
Well, obviously. Right. She's breastfeeding.
But even before that.
Oh, well, there you go. It's like her.
It does feel kind of weird. Like, these are the bad months of being a pothead who can't smoke in the house, though, because it's, like, cold out. But that's going to be over soon, you know? Like, I'm not going to lie. It is kind of shitty.
Yeah, your dick was small anyway before.
My dick?
Your dick was small before that, yeah. So let me show you. It was like this big. Like,
my dick?
So when you go out into the cold, that shit must turtle and you want
Yeah. You ever have it turn inside out?
I do it on purpose. It's
you
fun.
Push it in.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's called a mangina when you shove
know,
it between your thighs.
only men know what we're talking about. Sometimes we've gotten bored and we can make our dicks disappear.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The mangina?
Tell me, I'm not wrong. Yeah. You can make your dick disappear. Grab your sack and just put it over it. Boom, it's gone.
Is that a microaggression to show your kids your mangina? I have a daughter, so I feel like it's.
Look, see, I'm just getting started, guys. Like I started off cool, but he has a way of pulling out some weird shit out of me.
Pause.
You're weird.
If you do a mangina, I'm gonna pull some shit out of you. I'm gonna pull the mangina. Out.
Leave my shit out of this.
All right. Anything we should talk about before
like,
we wrap
this up?
Are
you going to be like all those other stalkers with their nose up my bung bung?
Nose up your bung bung? No. I'm not going to put my nose in your bung bung, Aaron Carter.
I don't need no 22 up in there, but I...
That's what Joe Budden would say. No, I'm not going to put my nose in your bum bum.
Why was Joe Budden so rude to me? What did I ever do to him?
I don't know. I was kind of surprised they even knew who you were.
Oh, well,
just because he doesn't.
Hi, Joe.
I feel like Joe Budden maybe.
Suck, dude.
In terms of his overall knowledge, I would put pop star knowledge a little lower than like rapper knowledge and like white guy culture knowledge a little lower than like.
You made this, sense just now. What the hell did you just say?
I just don't. I don't see him as somebody who pays a ton of attention to either pop stars or white people.
Oh, well, cool. Let him do his own thing. Sounds like me.
Hmm.
I don't really care.
That's why I was trying to tap y'all in.
Like, I'm a huge fan of the Apparently Kid.
You don't remember? Pump it up. Pump, go, go, go. Am I doing a different song now?
Of course I remember that.
Pump it up.
I feel like that's a song my mom tried to make me to get me to remake.
Definitely.
When I was
they
like
probably
13.
Played it in your freaking breakdancing
yeah,
class,
for
bro.
You, like,
you definitely had a dance class where you were dancing to Joe Budden and you didn't know it. Now he's a podcaster. Shit done changed.
Oh, shit. Well, hello, Joe.
We got to get you on there.
So he has a podcast?
Yeah.
It's good.
He has co-hosts, a white guy and a black guy.
Y'all
going to
be pissed off when I come up with my own podcast?
Rory and Maul. No, I think that they would be happy about that.
You're
going to
come on it? You're
going to
come on
it? Of course, yes. Get me in there.
Yeah.
Tap me in.
All right.
I'll fuck shit up, yeah. I'll come through with my girl.
I think that's along like my 3 or 4 year plan. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how podcasting, where it progresses and what it progresses to. What do you think is going to happen with that?
Listen, if you win this fight against Lamar Odom, then the world is your oyster. You can start a podcast anywhere. You get a Spotify deal. Aaron Carter and Barack Obama talking every day on Spotify. Boom.
Bro, everybody, everybody keeps telling me that. They're like, oh, if you win against Lamar, this is going to rebuild your career. And I just think to myself, I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to rebuild my career regardless.
Did anything positive happen to Jake Paul from knocking out Nate Robinson? I mean,
no.
Maybe, but I didn't observe.
Let me ask you this. Every time someone wins a Grammy, do they do better than they do after they won a Grammy? Or do they do worse?
I mean, their Spotify they do probably worse. Blows up, do they?
They do worse.
Okay.
No, they do worse.
I don't know. I don't really. I've never watched the Grammys, I'll be honest with you.
Well, anytime Ricky Martin, Christina Aguilera, anytime someone wins a Grammy, like 60% of them.
Because where do you go from there?
Where do you go? You've already reached the pinnacle.
Mm.
You've reached the top of the mountain.
Ricky Martin is my slime. Living la vida loca.
I'm a John Cicada guy, so.
If I told Ricky Martin that he was my slime, do you think he would even know what I was talking about?
Probably I hope John Cicada is listening, because I'm a John Cicada fan. Do any of y'all know?
What was his song?
I'll tell you, does anybody know who that is? No?
I remember the name.
He did the, I know we belong, yes. Do you believe in us? Just give it half a chance. Yes, the love will still be strong. Girl, I believe in
I would us. Like to announce that John Cicada is also my slat.
Oh, he did the song. I trembled inside just thinking.
I don't know the deep cuts.
About the world around us. Scared, can't help to wonder. I don't want any changes. When it comes to you,
mm-hmm. I gotta put you on C Mac the Loke on Fafa Crew. No, I got an artist I would like to see you working with. Actually, I don't know. Does he make music? Ooh.
I don't work with artists.
I don't think he's an artist. I think he's just
no.
A gang
I don't. Runner. I don't really work with artists. It's rare that I do that.
You and Lil Xan. Could I put y'all in the studio together?
If you can stay awake for more than an hour. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that could be an issue for sure. Yeah.
No.
No pills allowed. You know while what? Y'all are
you
in
know,
the studio.
You know what? It's good. It's dope because ever since I came on your podcast, I kind of like got back some of the respect I was hoping for.
Really?
Yeah, I did. A lot of people came to me and they knew me from when they were younger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And kids, guys and kids that you have like 15, 16, 17, 18 watching, whatever, your demographic is what? 9 to probably like 70. Seriously.
9 to 11.
No.
No, okay.
Okay, maybe we're talking legal terms.
But
yes.
When you sign up for YouTube, like you can't like be 11. So it's like, that's why when they're like, oh, your audience is primarily like 18 to 24. It's like, well, no shit, because
it doesn't matter.
All the 10 through 17 year olds are lying and saying that they're 18. So that all gets stuffed into that category, but whatever.
Well, it was interesting because when I did your podcast, I washed myself back, washed my behavior. And I was like, you know what? This isn't who I am.
Mm.
This isn't me.
It was a little too loose.
It wasn't good behavior. It wasn't something that my father would praise me for. He would slap the shit out of me if he ever saw the way I was behaving. And when I mean the way I was behaving, I mean like I had a lot to say, a lot of truth on my mind, a lot of, you know, battling with my family, 8 restraining orders, you know, they don't talk to me, you know, trying to set me up. Look, they got 2 restraining orders against me, bro. And then on December, like 3 months later after they get the restraining orders on me, they both send me Christmas messages, Nick and Angel. Merry Christmas, we love you, time will heal. Merry Christmas, blah, 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 blah. If I responded to any of those, I would have gone to jail for 2.5 years. All right, so they were, and then all the stuff goes by, you know, and we're together and she's with me. And she doesn't know what the hell is going on.
Mm.
She doesn't know. Like, and I'm like, well, it's clearly retaliation. I mean, there was a video of my brother's wife talking to that Ganville kid, William James Witt, that I told you about. You know, about, oh, Aaron, if you need help, we're here for it. But they're donating him $10,000 and $100. And, getting people to come after me. And that's how the smear campaign culture works. And that's what people need to understand. A lot of the stuff you're seeing, it's not real. Mm. It's competitors, or it's mostly competitors. Mm. What else is it? It's your competitor. It's your competitor doing it to fuck you up. It's like if they were driving by and they saw your sign for an ice cream shop and you own the ice cream shop, and they just fucking rip it down. You know? And it takes 10 people to do it.
Yeah.
That's what has been going on, and people need to start realizing that these people coming at you, a conglomerate of people, is just, it's crazy, because this isn't the world that we need to live in. Like, straight up, I changed. I had to change. I had to make a change for myself. I had to slow the fuck down. It was like I think I saw my dad like come to me in my dreams, and of course he had his like gold jewelry on, and came up to me, and he didn't say anything. All he did was smile at me. He just smiled at me, and from that point on, I was like, you know what? I have to make a change. Awesome Michael Jackson shit. Like, I have to make a change. I can't be the person that I was 2 years ago. You know? I have my career. I have my businesses. We have the Love Collection that we're doing, the store, which is, I have a whole bag full of shit for you, for all y'all. So, yeah, you know, we've been working on that. We're doing really well with that company.
With Love.
With the, it's called, yeah, the Love Collection.
We should do a collab.
I would love to.
Love weed.
No, you know, I want to get it into some like stores like Dope and Fairfax Village and, you know, just things like that. But I do it with my bare hands. So, yeah. And
a Love shirt with a graphic of me and you engaged in a French kiss.
That's just.
It hasn't happened, but it would be a great visual.
That is just horrible.
No, yeah, I don't want to do it either, but the image would be provocative, powerful stuff.
I mean, that's like tickling my nose with one of your gray beard hairs.
That would be part of this. Yeah, well, it's not going to really happen. It would be an artist rendering.
He thinks he can beat me with weird sentences. He can't.
I'm trying to help. I'm trying to make us some money.
Listen. I understand.
You don't think, listen, if there was a shirt of you and I making out on the shirt, God, this is weird.
Are we still talking about that?
The more I talk about, the weirder it sounds, but don't you think that would be viral?
Can we talk about your obsession with these little fucking balls?
What balls? Oh, the condom.
Balls? All your balls. Obsessed. Waking up at fucking 6:30 in the morning to show everybody a minute fucking clip of you doing all these insane clips. Kendama. What the fuck are you doing?
I don't get up early to play Kendama.
You do. I saw your ass by your pool. I said, what the fuck did this guy just do?
Listen, you're playing upon my guilt, because I wish that I was committed enough to the Kendama to get up early to play Kendama, but I don't currently. You're inspiring me.
But he's like, he put in the caption, I've been trying to do this for a year. I finally got it.
I mean, hey, this shit is hard. Did you see my new clip? Edited my new clip.
He's trying to do it.
It's hard.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was good.
No, yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for shitting on my hobby, man.
Babe, he had a post. I swear to God. He's like, I've been trying for a year to get this. And I'm like, and he does like this Chinese, like,
Japanese.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think you're missing the funny part about that post, which was that I shouted out like an 11-year-old girl for inspiring me to do the trick.
No, I remember that part too. That was just weird.
Right. No, I think it's kind of weird too.
No, I'm kidding.
Kendama,
really? An 11-year-old girl inspired you to do that weird ass shit?
She's so good. Shout out Misu. She's a little Japanese girl, but she's a fucking god.
But you got like 1,000 of them.
Well, we make and sell them.
Hmm. Okay, and people buy them.
You want to do an Aaron Carter Kendama? Because it's certainly a possibility.
You know, we can talk about that.
We could.
I'm good.
Hey, so on the Lamar Odom fight, is it like a 50-50 thing, or is it like a Floyd Mayweather Logan Paul thing where Floyd was going to take 95% of it? And also, that's not happening now. How do you feel about that?
I feel great.
You think it's funny that Floyd backed out?
Well, he's just putting a spotlight on my fight. They're not calling that fight the biggest celebrity fight of all time. The media is calling that to me and Lamar.
Floyd Mayweather humiliated Logan Paul into moving to Puerto Rico, forced him to leave the country as a result of this fight not happening. I don't know if that's exactly how this happened.
You know what? doesn't matter what they say. Jake Paul got so pissed off when they asked him about me, all right? And he was like, oh, whatever about that little fucker. All right, you got pissed off because you got asked about me. Nobody asks me about you in my interviews, bro. Mm. They ask you about me. And now you're not, no, none of y'all doing your fights. You did your fight. I watched it. It was boring as fuck. All right. There was no entertainment to it. And then Logan doing whatever, Floyd.
I mean, he did knock him out cold on the canvas. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. He's, yeah. I mean, but I. But
gotta give the props for it to do. Jake Paul knocked his ass out.
But I would break his chin, so.
Okay. But he has been in the gym. He's been training for a long time.
I don't give
now.
A fuck. I would break his chin. It don't matter.
What if this keeps happening and then all of a sudden Jake Paul is just like one of the top rated boxers all of
then
a sudden?
Then I'm gonna break his chin. He's playing with me. He should have never, ever mentioned my name like that, Jake.
Stop playing with that man.
I'm not going to get crazy about it or nothing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use my fire sign. And I'm going to become the strongest, beastiest motherfucker you guys have ever seen in your entire life. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to wreck your body after I wreck Lamar. I am. I'm not fucking playing with you. I'm not. You know what? I'm going to wreck your body. And you know what? Along the way, after I start fucking wrecking your bodies, I'm going to become humble about it. Just like Rocky. Just be like, just chill. My girl needs a snow cone machine. Get her a snow cone machine.
Mm.
You know? You don't remember that part from Rocky and Dingy.
It's been a while. Aaron Carter.
No, I'm pissed. I'm pissed that Jake thinks he can come at me like, dude, where's he from?
Ohio, I think.
Ohio? Are you fucking kidding me? Ohio? Who fights in Ohio? It's freezing there. Okay, so you're from Ohio. Okay.
I'm not from Ohio.
No, not you, but you're Jake Paul, the Paul, Logan.
Is he from Ohio? I'm going to sound like an asshole. Yeah.
The okay. Logan Poop Brothers, where are they from?
Logan Poop Brothers. Pulp.
I'm sorry. Pulp, right?
Paul like, Fiction.
Like orange juice. Like the orange juice. Well, I'm gonna get extra. Paul. I want extra Logan pulps and Jake Paul's and pulps in my orange juice in the morning. Fuck that. And you know what's so funny about Jake Paul and Logan Paul? They're such little bitches. They wouldn't even take a fight with me because they're afraid to give me clout. I don't care about clout. I don't need clout. All right, I invented clout. I was here before that word even existed. If you would have said clout in 2005, we would have been like, huh?
Clout.
What'd you just say?
What's clout?
Huh? Is that some pasting on the wall? Mm. Like
that's cock.
Exactly.
C-A-U-L-K.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Not the okay. Yes. Not the thing swinging between your legs that you can see on Aaron Carter's OnlyFans.
You didn't pronounce it right though.
Calk.
Yeah. Calk. I feel like you would have a problem saying Worcestershire.
Also. Worcester.
Oh. Worcestershire.
No, Worcester.
Worcestershire.
Worcester.
It's Worcestershire.
I grew up near Worcester, Massachusetts. Did you? Yeah. You ever play the Palladium? You probably did, even if you don't remember.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Of course I did. I have it on the back of three of my tour shirts.
I saw Cradle of Filth when I was 13, and it was terrifying.
What?
At the Worcester Play, and there's a metal band called Cradle of Filth, and I saw them play there, and there was just a lot of freaky people
in
the audience.
Have you ever seen Coheed and Cambria?
No, thankfully.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, bro.
They were lit.
They're fucking lit.
Maybe I should dive into
that. The motherfucker plays a dual guitar. He's like 6'7", and he's got the craziest voice you ever heard in your life.
There's no way to, there's no better way to let everyone know you have a huge dick than to play a double guitar.
Yeah. I'm a fan of that Glass Jaw. I don't really listen to them much anymore.
I should, though. They're probably great. All the metal bands that I ignored throughout my life, I need to go revisit.
You think so?
Yeah, because when I work out, I like to play different metal albums that I love from my childhood. But the problem is that there's like 8, and then I just run out, and I can't think of anything to play. And then I try to listen to like new bands, and I fuck with some of them, but I don't really get into them. And
There was some influence on my last album, some rock influence. I had a little bit of rock influence. I've actually thought about going like to like an alternative route because I can screamo too.
Yeah.
But I'm not in any rush, really, when it comes to like doing music or anything right now. I don't know why.
You don't need to be.
I'm not in a rush. I'm like, I'm good. I'm not desperate for money. Got lots of that now. I'm good.
If COVID has taught us anything, it's that it's okay to chill a little bit, right? Slow it down.
Yeah, you know what? It taught me to slow down. Mm. It taught me to slow down. I mean, she helped me slow down too. Mm. What did you say?
Thank you, babe. I love you.
She's a sweet. She's a sweetheart. You know, she.
I was really watching that. I don't know if anyone. Yeah, I was. We can use this as a reference for the shirt of me and him.
I didn't know if you wanted me to kiss you on the thing.
Of course you can.
You guys okay over there?
He don't give a shit.
We're good. I just got like. Are they zooming in? No, no.
You can barely see it since you guys are kind of.
See now you let them see it.
I got a couple OnlyFans.
Did you get that shit on my lips again? You put fucking. You be Anna calls me every day.
I gotta get the OnlyFans. I gotta see y'all fuck. I gotta get the OnlyFans. I'm not gonna. I gotta see it. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna try to remember this. I'm gonna try to meld it all together in my mind.
No, you know.
Does it feel weird to know I'm gonna jerk off to your OnlyFans?
No, it doesn't.
If she's on there, not you so much.
No, I understand. What
preferably
about,
you
about,
two together.
What about Lena?
What about her? Her OnlyFans? I'll send the free
no,
trial.
No, I actually was so. I'm so. I respect you so much. I didn't even watch her. I was like, nah, it's my homie. I can't
well,
watch
same.
Her.
Up until now. Now I'm interested.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'll give you a free trial.
I'll never
her.
Know. You'll just be like 0356992111.
Right. Like my own. When I made an OnlyFans account, that's what I was thinking. I'm
you
like.
8912.
I'm like, do I have like, to make a username? Because I don't want these. I don't want anyone to know Adam22 is signing up. And then all of a sudden,
it always starts with a fucking you.
Yeah, right. All the random names that they make up, yeah.
Or the random names. Mm. Sometimes they reveal their identities, but which is even worse.
But you miss out on that fun thing. You know when you're making a Finsta or you're making an account on a site and you don't want anyone to ever know that it's you, so you make like a fake name and you're sitting there trying to think of like, what's a username that they'll never think of with me?
No, that's not me. You know who that is?
American Boy 1119.
Oh my God.
Every time we've broken up, like, which is like four times. This one, oh my God, dude.
Lurking.
She had like, she was subscribed to my OnlyFans like with five different accounts.
Oh Lord.
12 Instagrams.
Terrible. You need to learn to trust.
He had a fake account too, and it was called Melanie Forever.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's how you knew?
When we got back
to everybody does that shit. But my theory is that, if you have no limitations to what's on this with each other.
Yeah. That's good.
Less problems.
That's a fact. Anything you want to shout out? Anything you want to say before we wrap this up? Almost 2 hours in here.
Time flies. No, I'm cool. I'm excited about that fight with Lamar. You know, that's pretty cool.
You fight Kendrick Lamar next.
All I say.
I have no reason to say that. Yeah. That's I'm excited for that fight too. Hey, can I be like with your whole crew when you're coming out to.
If you're more than welcome, I would love to have you there.
Running next to you with the iPhone, vlogging myself.
Like I said, you know what? Just to end it, really, really, really end it.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you just for having me, for allowing me to speak, you know, my mind, my truth, my honesty, and then. Be able to look back and be able to do things. Like, you help me a lot more than you think. And that you know. And over the course of the last year, I've done a lot of thinking. And, you know, I'm always checking up on you. I'm like, all right, I hope Adam's doing good. What's he up to? Blah, blah, blah. And woo, woo. And you're always like, somebody I'm like, you know what? This is like one of the only guys that really just gave me a chance and didn't let me be boycotted and didn't let me be shelved. Like, so thank you for that, man.
Happy to help, man.
You know,
I always appreciate your presence on here.
And I will tell you guys, it's like, you know, well, thank you.
We got to do like a yearly check-in for the rest of our lives.
No problem.
We'll be 80.
No problem.
Just doing this. I won't be even doing any other podcasts. I'll still be with you.
You can even bring me on if you interview Lil Xan next or something. I'll help you interview his
ass. You and Lil Xan together.
Come on. Let's do it.
I'm texting him right now.
Come on. Let's do it.
Aaron Carter. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. And please, nojumper.com if you want to support. And cop the Aaron Carter OnlyFans if you want to see these two having intercourse. Wah, wah, wah.